So you're walking in the bungalow, your wife drags you out of your Shabbos nap and makes you take a walk, Shabbos afternoon, and you're in the country, and you're walking, and you're walking, and all of a sudden, you realize you just walked out of Tichum Shabbos. You've walked out of your Alpayim Amah, 2,000 Amahs, and now, what do you do? You're in the middle of the woods, I know, Monticello, the closest place, you know, closest civilization is back in your bungalow colony, and you've just been walking for a mile or two down the road. What do you do? Are you stuck? So the halacha is, if you walk outside the tchum on Shabbos, you are ein lo ela dalad amos bilvad. You only have 8 feet by 8 feet, right? 6 feet by six, maybe machmer 6 by 6 feet, 36 square feet. You could basically walk. You're stuck there for the rest of Shabbos. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's boiling hot. Okay, maybe you're wearing a baseball cap or some nice hat to block the sun a little bit, but you're basically stuck in the middle of the road. What are you going to do right now? Oh, so any heter. So what's the heter? So fortunately, Shulchan Aruch says, v'hutzruch v'nekavav. If you need to go, you got to use the restroom. Is there a heter? So Shulchan Aruch says, yachal latzeis mehem ad sheyimtza makom tzanua lefanos. You could walk into the bushes. Right, exactly. You could walk as far as you are able, the first place that you are able to go to the restroom, you can go. After that, you're stuck. So is this a heter to somehow get back to your bungalow colony?
If
now,
it's raining. Let's say if it's raining.
So we'll get to rain in a minute. But let's say... Okay, so let's say it's a dirt. So the bush is a separate issue. So maybe if there's a dirt road on the side and a fence or a wall, are you mechuyev to go to the restroom over there? Or is there some heter to walk back? So Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to walk only to the closest place, makom tsanua. Now, if that makom tsanua, if that clean area, that private place is within your original tichum, in other words, if let's say there is no private place, there's fences along a dirt road, and so you've walked down a dirt road and there are cars coming back and forth, so there's no private area, and the first private area is to turn into your bungalow colony, which is the beginning of your tichum Shabbos, so then you're fine, because then you can walk back, says Shulchan Aruch, into your bungalow colony, and you would be fine. However, if the makom tsanua is still outside the tchum, but it's a private area, then you could go to that place. So there's a couple of questions on this issue. Number one is, let's say, if I walked a little bit further down the road, let's say I walk 2 miles down the road from my bungalow colony. There's no place necessarily on the road for me to go to the bathroom. So technically, based on what we just said, you could walk back 2 miles to my bungalow colony, because like we just said, if that's the closest place, that's the closest place. However, let's say I would walk another 40 feet, 80 feet further in the distance, a teeny little bit, there's another bungalow colony where I could use the bathroom or a public restroom, yeah? A public, you know, whatever, porta potty, 40 feet further. Now what should I do? Am I mechuyev to walk 40 feet further, which is much closer than the 2 miles back to my bungalow, but then if I walk 40 feet further, I'm stuck there. Be'er halacha says, tzarchin. What to do in this case? He quotes the Rosh as Meiko, but he says, v'tzarchin. Halacha l'maisa, one problem where we're not going to resolve, a lot of questions we're not going to resolve. Question number one, we're not going to resolve. That is one tzarchin. Question number two, what does it mean, you gotta go? If you gotta go, you gotta go. But what about, there's differences between a number one and a number two. Says Shulchan Aruch, yesh omra afil v'ktanim, v'yesh omrim dafka v'gdolim. Some say, look, urinating can be done on the side of the road in a pub, in a private manner, no matter where you are. So therefore, according to Shulchan Aruch, according to one opinion of Shulchan Aruch, just needing to urinate would not be a heter to walk back to the bungalow, even if there's no good private place to go, because you can always go by the fence, even if it's public and there are cars driving back and forth. That's considered private enough, a And guess what? Mishnah Berurah brings Machlokas Rishonim and Achronim and Arpaskim. Mishnah Berurah says, Sarich Lahachmir. So a woman, let's assume a woman is different. I'm talking about men. Only men in Mashiach right now. Let's do a man. Okay. So now what are you going to do? Now you have problem number two. How are you going to deal with? How are you? So is there any way to get out of this problem? So there are two ways to get out of this problem. No, anyone want to suggest?
1 second. What did you say if he has number two?
So if he has number two, we could go back to the private, whatever the first private area. If there's a porta potty on the way, or like the Baruch Halacha said, even further, a little bit shorter, he would be stuck and have to go to that porta potty. But most likely, there is no porta potty on the road. And if he's walking on a dirt road in Monticello, the odds are the closest private place to make a number two is back in his bungalow, a mile and a half away, where he just walked from. He was just walking on a straight road. You could then walk back, and you'd be fine. But let's say you just, you know, sometimes it could take a couple of hours that you have to make a number two, but a number one comes, likely comes shorter. A ketanim, or it's easier to make those, or it's easier to have a desire or a need to make those, and therefore, you could end up making, maybe going back an hour later instead of having to wait 4 hours later till you need to use the restroom. So, what's the head there? How are we going to get out of... Yeah.
40 feet ahead is another
bungalow. Same
problem. Same issue.
He's not kind of. He was Kona 2 miles back before. No. You're out of your shvisa. You're a loser. You're outside of your tuchum. You're out. Now you can only walk 4 feet in each 4 amas in each direction. There's a special etter to go to the bathroom, but you have to go to the closest place to the bathroom. Says the Baruch Halacha. Stuck. You're stuck. If it's in a building, so you could stay in a building. If it's in a building, you could stay in a... No, you could stay in a building. You could walk outside of the bathroom and you could be stuck there. Some say if there's an Erev around that bungalow colony, maybe you could walk around that whole bungalow colony. Some are making about that. But let's assume it's not a bungalow colony. It's just a private area on the side of the road. So then you'd be stuck. You go to the bathroom there. You could walk 8 feet away. Some you could walk away, Shulchan Aruch says, away from the smell. So you could walk maybe 15 feet. And then now you're stuck in those 8 feet. So what's the heter? What's the heter to go back for a number one? So some say that even though Shulchan Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch are machmir for number ones, if you urinate on the side of the street, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get fine. So it's dirt. You're going to get arrested. There's all 50 states have public urination laws, and therefore says the footnote of in the back of Rabbi Ribiad, he suggests that because you could get arrested, even though it's a makom tsenua to go on the side of the road, that's considered a makom tsenua even by a fence or publicly, there's no head to that. But because there's a fear you can end up in jail, maybe that is a head to. Now, if you, just from a legal perspective, it's not legal advice, but you know, you could say it's a claim of necessity. That look, the odds are you won't get arrested for public urination if you're stuck and you really need to go to the bathroom in the middle of a public street. You know who gets arrested for public urination laws? If you're drunk or homeless people, those are the people who get arrested. A regular normal person is fully clothed and just using urination on the side of a street because he needs to go, likely won't get arrested. So I don't know if you could rely on this footnote of Rabbi Ribiad as that heter. Question, heter number two is people will think you are strange. So obviously the sefer Pesach Erev. He says even though and maybe you could do it in a tsnua way to urinate on the side of a road, if someone sees you doing it, what are they going to do? They're going to write you off as insane. You know, you're crazy. You're a crazy person. So not to look weird in the eyes of the brios, people don't go to urinate on the side of a road nowadays. Perhaps that is a heter also to walk back. But again, this heter only applies if there's no other place that you can go in a tsnua way beforehand. If there's 5 bungalows that you've passed, you're really stuck. You really need to go to the closest bungalow. You can't walk back any further. The upshot of this chabur is make sure you know where your tuchum Shabbos is.